This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English from the BBC.
You might have heard of people who consider suing their former employer for having been bullied or made to work overtime without pay. But what about taking your employer to court for having given you work that is too boring? That's exactly what Frédéric Dénard, a 44-year-old Frenchman, did. He claimed that his bosses at a prestigious perfume company stripped him of meaningful tasks in his managerial job and gave him duties that were so dull they affected his health. Dénard told French news agency AFP, "I went into depression. I was ashamed to be paid to do nothing." He went on sick leave for 7 months and was fired in 2014. The former employee wanted €360,000 in compensation. Some people might argue that being bored should almost be part of the job description. Lars Fredrik Svensson, author of A Philosophy of Boredom and professor of philosophy at the University of Bergen, says most of the words for work in various languages tend to tell you that it's a really unpleasant phenomenon. The French word travail goes back to the trapalium. It was a word for a torture instrument. So should employers really care if their staff are bored to death as long as they do their tasks? Svensson thinks it is in their interest to have a stimulated workforce. The academic says employees who care about what they do tend to do a better job than those who don't. It will probably be wise for employers to at least facilitate some perception of meaning at work. Let the workers feel that their work is meaningful to them. In any case, Dénard might have been better off finding some meaning in his dull work, as his action brought him some notoriety and not much else. A court in France didn't see things the same way as he did and ordered Dénard to pay his former employer €1,000 for defamation.
Takeaway English from the BBC.